Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Richard Smith. He's the sales director at Freight Agency in the UK. First and foremost, Richard, very welcome to this interview.
Thanks, Bob. It's a privilege to be here.
Most welcome, my friend. Richard, as I do with all my accused or interviewees, I always give them a chance to elaborate a little on their career. How did they end up in shipping? And for you as a UK person, how come you're not in banking in the City of London? Why are you in logistics? How come?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think most people, especially in the UK, sort of fall into shipping. I cut my teeth working for the MSC agency here.
Oh, yeah.
And then I spent many years working for a shipping line actually in the City of London called OT Africa Line, which specialised in Ro-Ro and conventional cargo to West Africa. And I very much enjoyed that. That was really cut and thrust. And I was responsible for, amongst other things, the cross trades department, appointing agents on a global basis. And yeah, that was very enjoyable. But like a lot of smaller shipping lines, they're no longer with us.
Yeah, yes. Unfortunately, it seems there are more and more like a few dragons left. Not good service, but they are just big, so to speak.
I think so. And I think working for a smaller shipping line and seeing customers on as a shipping line on a direct basis has really benefited my forwarding side, if you like. You can see both sides of what people do and what people expect.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's I hear you. I have similar experiences, and I do appreciate what you're saying. One thing comes to mind, just a question: how long have you been in Freight Agency, and when did you start in that company?
So I was approached. Well, I stopped working for the shipping line when it got bought, I think the second or third time. And I chose therefore not to continue working for that part of the industry. So I was approached by Freight Agency and joined them 8.5 years ago.
Okay, right. And 8.5 years, coming up to a decade now. But what can you tell our viewers about Freight Agency? When did the company start? And let's say, what was the basis of the inauguration of this company?
Okay, yeah. Freight Agency is a family-owned, independent freight forwarder. Mm-hmm. It started off in 1986 as a bit of a one-man band. Yeah. We're based up in the north of England near Leeds.
Okay.
And initially, it was designed it just developed, if you like, into serving the typical northern customers, which was the manufacturing industry and clothing textile industry up there. And over the years, it extended to moving all types of different cargo. But just by osmosis, it developed into a bit of an African specialist.
Okay, yeah, that's an interesting thing there. You mentioned Africa, and of course I know you a bit from before, mentioning especially West Africa. How come you developed into Africa? Was there any special conditions that made you look at this rather important part of the world?
I traditionally always did West Africa anyway, and then joining Freight Agency, whose major market it was, or it is as well. Just was a natural progression. So I think the cargo types that we were doing, and as I say, the location of the office led to that development. It is a market where you have to be, it's a special market where you have to be quite inventive as far as looking after the client is concerned. It's quite hard work.
Right.
You do not get the normal volume of business that you would get from a multinational. So we tend to have a very, very broad customer base.
Right. And concerning West Africa, and of course, as you mentioned in the beginning, you have many years' experience from OT Africa Line, so you know the market. I mean, is there sizable trade between the UK and West Africa? Has it something to do with former colonies, or is just as a matter of fact that there's a big trade, or what might be the reason for that?
It is to do with the history, yes. There's quite a large Nigerian community here, quite a large Ghanaian community.
Oh yeah.
A lot of the businesses that is driven by the expats that are over here. Obviously, because of the history also, there are traditional links with government-funded projects.
Yeah.
And just business-wise, I think the African business, once the people down there get used to dealing with certain shippers and in a certain way, then the business tends to keep moving in that manner for many, many years.
Right, so it's like
I think it's the element of trust.
yeah, and it's a long-term thing. I mean,
Yeah.
have you seen? I mean, West Africa, as you mentioned, there are several countries down there, and I suppose how do you handle shipments once they arrive in West Africa? I understand that you do have an office down there too, right?
Yeah, we have five people in Ghana, an office in Tema overlooking the port there.
Okay.
So we believe, and we've had the office there for 15 years now, that the Ghanaian community in particular do like to see people face to face, still in the old-fashioned way. We actually also accept freight down there, which is useful. People still paying cash to a certain extent for certain products,
Okay.
but also it's just about a value-added service, and also we push them for some a little bit of sales activity.
Okay. That makes sense. Would you say that, for example, the trade that you handle, is the freight paid in the UK, or is it collect, or can it be collect to countries like that, for example?
Shipping lines don't accept freight down there, but we
Okay.
do.
Okay.
It's again, it's an element of trust, and it's useful for our business. I would say probably 10% of the cargo we move is freight collect down in Ghana.
Okay, now turning to what freight agency can offer. So you would call yourself a traditional freight forwarding company. You are with a specialty in West Africa. But what would you say that are your strong points? Why should a customer come to you, for example?
One of the reasons I was asked to join was to bring a bit more diversification for the business. So it's not we are certainly biased towards Africa, but we're not reliant on it anymore.
Okay.
So we now have a motto really of saying no to nothing. We've had a lot of changes. Seeing what the future is like, we are members of obviously of Cross Ocean, which gives us access to a really professional network of similar-minded people, I think is the best way of putting it.
Right.
And we have it helps us to change our mentality. We say no to nothing. We understand that the pressures and the priority that is required for such inquiries that we get from other agents in Cross Ocean. And I think this year we've moved cargo for the Royal Family of Qatar. We've moved a valuable
Wow.
sculpture to the USA. It's you know it, it, these things that don't happen overnight, but once we've set the groundwork, we've realized that actually our image and word of mouth is very useful for us.
Oh yeah, and you certainly get a very if it, of course if it runs well, you get a good reputation from it, and you can use that to open further doors, I suppose, right?
That's the idea, yes. And so we actually do have a plan for further diversification, and developing the agency part of the business is a big part of that.
Right. It's been many years since I lived in the UK, and I remember back in the day, also around I think mid 90s, I was there. I visited customers personally. Do you still Is it still modern in the UK to go out physically to visit customers, or is it now everything online or everything by phone or?
Well, I mean, as far as the shipping lines are concerned, it's quite interesting because 18 months ago, you couldn't find anybody from a shipping line to come and visit you. But now they're hammering down our door, which is interesting. But from our perspective, we've got five sales guys who work from home. So the idea is that they are able to visit people wherever they're. Whether they have a company car, they have to use it. That's the
Yeah,
idea.
of course. Not only for
And
shopping.
they're fully mobile, and we're all set up for that these days.
But my point is, of course, that they in fact go out and see people face to face. I mean, that's the key.
We insist upon it. We do old-fashioned things like give customers Christmas presents,
That's good.
and you know, even sometimes a bottle of alcohol.
Oh, wow. That's
And they still seem to appreciate it.
Yeah, now it's we got to be careful what we do in these politically correct days. But
Yes.
I'm very happy to hear that
Yes,
you, just like I, one of the, let's say, traditional ones who believe in face to face and proper service. At least I would say you are a company where somebody picks up the phone and you are not arrogant, right?
I think because we try and have such short reporting lines, then all of us are accessible to each other. Then I think it's a mentality that that means that we all should know each customer that we deal with.
And now you mentioned the shipping lines that during Corona times they were hardly nobody was there or even entertained any inquiries, and now suddenly they come crawling back. It's a little bit of a it's a pretty low point to me to see how people can change. How do you view the fact how do you view the fact that some ship owners buy forwarding companies and now they want to, under their own brand, do door to door? Will that fly?
It's strange. I think the UK is slightly different to other markets. I as a medium-sized independent freight forwarder, I think there is room for us. We're not interested in getting supermarket imports from the Far East.
No.
Leave that for all those big boys to fight over and complain and
Sure.
argue about.
Yeah.
I think for the for the customers that still require that, as you said, Beau, individual private personal service,
Yeah.
then I think there will always be room for people like us.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I mean, it's personal service. I think if you take good care of the customer, he will stay. There will always be a segment of people who will not be going to the IKEA of the world, so to
Yeah,
speak.
I mean, we strongly believe that there are always hurdles to overcome in shipping and problems, let's face it. And it's how you deal with those problems is one of the most important aspects of our job commercially.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. What can you tell our viewers about your headcount and how many are you? How have you kind of organized your company?
Okay, in the UK we have 28 people in total.
Okay.
Five of them are working from home,
Yeah.
so that's the five sales guys. Then the rest of them are in our office in Yorkshire, and then we have six people in Ghana.
Right. So, and it's pretty, and of course, 35 people. It also means you need to book cargo every month to pay the bills, right?
Yes, it does, and we yeah it, and the part as I say, part of the plan is to develop a little bit more so that we have invested a little bit in the past few months to make sure the headcount is sufficient,
Understand.
but it also giving us some capacity to go forward.
How do you choose which, or let me put this in another way. Do you feel that the customers you have, they are not, since it's not supermarket customers, so to speak, they are not only depending on price. Of course, they would check it, but you, it's not so that they will move for $50, right? I mean, they will stay long term.
They will tell you they would move for $50, but when push comes to shove, I think It depends. I mean, I think I would like to think that we've got all different types of customers, and the sales guys should know what level, what level of, what margin they can get away with, if you like. Looking at our customer base, we have over 800 customers booking with us each year,
Wow, that's pretty.
and but there are only a few with what you would call big volumes. That's very protective for us, but it also takes quite a lot of work to manage.
It's sometimes like a jagged edge because on one hand, if you had a big one with 500 TEU a week, you would feel happy because they book this and it's safe. On the other hand, if he removes it, you have a big chunk you have to fill up in no time. That's
Yeah, I mean, it does protect us from some of the shipping lines
Yeah, that's for
there.
sure. I mean, it's hard to keep all these customers, but on the other hand, you spread your risk so thin that you're quite safe. How would you see the UK market if we listen in on the news? Of course, every bad news sells more than good news. The UK economy, how do you view the coming months, 2024, so to speak?
That's a very good question. It's not just the economy, it's all sorts of things here, but I'm not optimistic, is the
No.
best way of putting it.
Right.
I think, with from what I understand, from the industry as a whole, I think 2024 is not looking great.
No.
2023 volume wise for us has been okay. I don't think we haven't suffered at all.
All right.
But we are, we do have plans in place to ensure that 2024 is okay.
Yeah.
But I think we all have to work harder next year.
Yeah.
But as far as the UK economy is concerned, there doesn't seem to be much good news around.
No. I seem to notice that as well. Is there any development plans in West Africa, for example? It could be another office. It could be inland via Ghana to other places. Are you trying to refine that product a bit?
We have a meeting in January to try and develop a few more, maybe
Okay.
develop a few more offices in West Africa,
Okay, good.
in conjunction with somebody else.
Yeah,
And
good.
also, we are studying well, we're hopefully going to go ahead with an LCL consul service as well.
Oh, yeah, that would be something.
So, but that's in the very early stages at the moment.
Yeah.
But we've done the studies on it, and it's just, as I say, it's just try and diversify and get our brand around.
Not that we have to promote any ship owners or shipping lines here, but are there anyone in particular that you would single out as being reliable down to West Africa container wise? Or are there
Well,
not?
the yeah we have with there is a choice here that we To be fair, we have MSC have a pretty good service from the
All
UK.
right. Yeah.
So they have a direct service to Ghana
Oh, yeah.
of 12 days,
Okay, now that's pretty.
and to Nigeria, I think it's 14 days. And so on the back of that, and some of the products, some of the manufactured goods and the foodstuffs that goes down there, then that is a very that's quite that's a market leader.
Do you have any return cargo? Is there any traffic the other way, return to the UK?
For us, we do not know. It's
Hmm.
more, I think, that because of the commodities that are involved, that's more the big traders from what I understand, are negotiating directly with the shipping lines for
Right. Yeah. Of course, it's quantities of metals and minerals and whatnot. So I can imagine. Very, very interesting. No, but it's not every day I speak to a middle-sized freight forwarder with office in West Africa of all places. They normally we would they would say Singapore, Hong Kong, or China or something like that. So
But you've traveled past that part of the world and down through that part of the world, I'm sure. So
Oh yeah,
yes.
quite a lot. On the other, the volume is huge, but so is the competition. So it kind of follows each other. But that's very very interesting, Richard. Looking into the crystal ball, although you covered it a little bit from a business perspective in the UK, how do you view generally 2024? More hard work, but still with confidence?
We are not budgeting for less volume.
Okay.
So, but we, but we, it, it, I'm sure the margins will be tighter.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
But it, we are looking at other markets. We've had quite a successful year this year in diversifying.
Yeah.
We bought another, a new sales guy who's bought in quite a lot.
Okay.
So we are going in the right direction, I believe,
Yeah.
to meet the challenges that I'm sure 2024 will be challenging.
Yeah. But then again, that's one of the reasons I suppose we are in shipping, because I'm not in a bank. We don't want a boring work day. We want action, and we want something that's interesting daily, I guess.
Well, yes, and we've seen these times before, and I'm sure we'll get through them again. It's not a,
That,
it's okay at the moment. We can't complain.
yeah, definitely. It's good to hear, Richard. No, but I would like to say, really, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and also to give a voice to a small and medium-sized company like your own. I also come myself from that kind of background, so we are the
Yeah.
we are the fighters for sure. So, been a pleasure to talk to you, and I want to formally say many thanks, Richard.
Thank you, Bo. Been a
Most
pleasure.
welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly, of course. And our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Richard Smith. He is the sales director at Freight Agency based in the UK. They also got an office in West Africa and can cover most of the world through partnerships. And if you look for excellent and superior service and somebody who actually picks up the phone, do contact them. From me and Project Cargo Weekly, thank you very much, and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.